The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
That was a moment set up by the enemy to steal my identity and to make me see myself in a way that was not true.
Next on Life Today, Bible teacher Lisa Bevere, along with Katie Farrell, will help you discover your true value when you see it God's way.
Too many people do not see themselves as having purpose. They watch everybody else live, and they don't understand that God has quickened them in this moment to be alive for purpose.
You make us feel welcome, and we appreciate it. We welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to share this time with you. You're special. You get that? Don't. I used to say, don't go up and change the dial. Betty said, don't do it anymore. They got remotes now. Don't change the dial. You know, don't dial the phone number anymore. Hey, listen to me. Don't dial another channel. All right, stay right there. Look, you need to understand how special you are to God. You say, you don't even know me. Yeah, God does. He really likes you. He doesn't know anything about me. He does. He'll like some things we do. But really, truth be known, a lot of things we do, we wish, you know, we didn't do. How about looking at it from God's point of view? What might happen if you knew he could correct the things that really are a problem to you? You know, Betty, I petted Princess before we left. She always comes so close to me, and she just sits there, and I like to scratch her back. You know what I was doing when I was scratching her back earlier today? I said, Princess, you ain't got no fleas. You ain't got no fleas. And you know she never has. You know why? Because we know how to take care of it. Let me tell you something. God knows how to take care of your fleas. He knows how to take care of every itch, every problem, every pain you've got. And you don't seem to understand how effective he is at it. And we got a woman here that says, I was broken. And I know a lot of other women that are broken, and they can't see things right, and that's why they stay broken. But if they could see it right, everything would be corrected, and they would live amazed. And she taught it in a series called See It. Change your perspective and change your life. And what she shows us is how to see it from God's point of view. And according to her, sometimes that's real tough for women. It really is, because I'm telling you, the whole, commercial programming always tends to make you want to compare. And sadly, a lot of men contribute to that. God forgive us, forgive all. But it happens. But what if everything could change? Well, Lisa Bevere understands it. And she's got a friend, Katie Farrell, who got everything changed because she was doing everything wrong as she saw it the way other people said they saw it and they heard her. Would you welcome Lisa Bevere and Katie Farrell to Life Today? I'm glad to see y'all. Lisa, you did a tremendous job teaching this, and we're making it available on DVD, CD, and even on a little USB that people really like to use. Something happened to you, Katie. I want you to tell our viewers where you were tracking and how painful it was, and then I'd like you to share how in the world God used Lisa to help you.
Sure. When I was about 14 years old, I was new at a school, and I just moved. And a boy came up to me and drew a picture of me. And, you know, I was really young and I was in shape. I was a cheerleader. And he said, you know, just in case no one ever told you, this is what you look like from behind. And it was a girl that was extremely overweight. It looked nothing like me at all. But the problem was, is I really didn't have my identity or any awareness of who I was in Christ at that point in my life. And so I truly look back now and I see that that was the enemy trying to paint a picture on a false image on the inside of me. And so years went by, I developed eating disorders. I went from anorexia to bulimia to over-exercising and about everything in between. And you know, I never really saw the true root problem, which was that I didn't know who I was in Christ. I grew up in a Christian home. My parents were amazing parents. They prayed for us every day. But I really didn't know my identity in him. And I was looking to the world to fulfill who I was. And my mom actually gave me Lisa's book, and it was like for the first time I saw that my weight was an idol. And it was like everything started to make sense. I related so much with her story just in the fact that she said, you know, she would hide things from her mom and things were kept a secret. Mm-hmm. And everything was just kind of secretive. And she also talked about how she was actually called a name by a boy.
Cyclops, because I lost an eye to cancer when I was five, and so they would call me One Eye and Cyclops. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so at that moment, I identified so much with her story, because I could see, oh, that picture that boy drew of me, mm-hmm. that was a moment set up by the enemy to steal my identity and to make me see myself in a way that was not true. And Lisa, in her book, included prayers that were scripture-based prayers, and it was like something just lit up inside of me. Suddenly, I realized that the Word of God had answers to every single problem that I had been facing, mm-hmm. and every single lie that I had been believing. There was truth. And so I ripped out those prayers, and I put them in my journal, and every day that I would spend time with the Lord, I would pray them. And it was amazing how over the years of just praying these prayers, it was like my mind was completely transformed by the Word of God because they're scripture-based prayers. Mm-hmm. And then it was really neat because years later, the Lord led me to say, okay, take those prayers and I want you to, you know, use that same scripture-based prayer and write your own prayers for your life. Mm-hmm. And so I did that. And so it's really neat because it was not only a resource for me at the time, mm-hmm. but it really helped me find my own walk and journey with the Lord and renewing my mind on who He said I was. And then years later, the Lord actually led me to minister to other women with these same truths. And so the neat thing is that now my greatest passion is to teach women who they are in Christ. And really, just right at the very beginning, you know, say, this is who you are. This is what the Word says you are. This is your identity. And also teaching other women how to pray scripture-based prayers. Prayers on what does God say your identity is. And pray these things and speak them out over your life. And it truly is amazing how God can take the ashes of your life and turn them into beauty.
Yeah. Well, you know, you listen to the entire series, too. And do you think that what she put in here just expands all the things that opened up a whole new way of life and seeing things for you, and it would do the same for others?
Yes. And, you know, my favorite part of these teachings is actually the Terminator story. And the reason being is, I mean, I replayed it probably 10 times. I was like, that is so powerful. And it's a clip from a movie, but it's so true. And it's such a God thing that you were able to pull that out of there. Because I really think that the enemy knew that eventually I would have a ministry of my own where I would be reaching
Absolutely.
Thousands of women. Mm-hmm. And so the enemy knew that. And so from a very young age, when I was 14, he mm-hmm. tried to put a target on me and say, let's just steal, kill, and destroy from her. And just tell her that she's worth nothing.
That's it.
And the Lord has definitely redeemed that and turned it around, but the enemy knew what my future would be.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So he tried to abort it. He's a great aborter. Mm-hmm. And every time we give him ground, he aborts, period, real life and real futures and hope and dreams. That's what he's after. And you don't ever want to make the mistake of saying, well, if I see it God's way, I'm going to have this. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll have a ministry too. You'll have a ministry too, but it might not be on a platform. It may not be in a church. It could be like Betty. Betty never dreamed she'd be sitting here on television. She says, I bring her up here kicking and screaming to ever take it. She never thought she'd be here, but she's supposed to be here. But here's the deal. She was a mother. She was a wife. She was everything God wanted her to be to her family. and never dreamed that she might just sit by her husband and just say, you know what, God can use any one of us no matter what the enemy tells us. That's what I think that Lisa's helping people see.
Absolutely, James. And as I listened to Katie, I was sitting there and in my heart, I was just grinning because as you talked about, you got into God's Word and you began to pray and talk to God and He began to show you who you were in Him. That's awesome. But also something else was happening. You were finding out who God is.
That's right.
And how
that's
great right. He is.
That's right.
And how much He loves you. And how much He wants you to succeed in what He's called you to do.
And you are. And by the way, I think it's important for you to know she is teaching and she is going to churches and you would be available to go. How would someone contact you? I want to put it on the screen and want to put it on our website. If someone wanted you to come and share your journey to help them find their journey in God's will and get the target off their back, put the target on the enemy. There's the bullseye. Go after him. How would they get you?
My website is dashingdish.com.
Dashing Dish.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like somebody's drawing.
It's cool because, you know, the Lord has really led me because Lisa, she had such a miraculous deliverance from eating disorders. And so when I read her book, I thought, oh, well, surely it's going to be the same journey. But actually, it was definitely a walking out process of renewing my mind and being transformed by the renewing of my mind with God's Word. And now I have such a passion for helping people find that balance between the physical and the spiritual things. And just, okay, how can we realistically take care of our bodies as well?
Can I tell you how amazing she is? When I came home from meeting her in December, I mentioned Dashing Dish to my daughter-in-law. She was like, oh my gosh, you know Dashing Dish? I was like, well, kind of. I just met her. So, yes.
Heard about her or no?
Because she had gone to her website to learn how to do healthy meals. So she has taken the connection that had been broken with food, and she has used that broken, formerly broken place in her life, changed the way she saw it, and now that is that food connection actually becomes her ministry connection, where women come, they open up to her, they tell her, hey, I'm struggling with food, I have an eating disorder, and she has made this incredible site that would help you with food, but it would also make a God connection for you.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
The miracle is that when you have a heart to help and you get God's heart, He shows you way to accomplish the very things you were learning about we can be fit without being fanatically obsessed in the wrong way to where we're focusing on the wrong things.
Yeah.
We can actually find our way into ministry. And the beautiful thing is when you find your way in the center of the will of God, you'll be amazed at how much you can help other people and how creative you become. You know, we don't have a problem that God doesn't have the answer for.
Mm-hmm.
And we're created in His image. Every challenge we face, say, God, show us. We need God's will. And do you believe that if we as a people would hear what you heard and what she's teaching, do you believe the whole nation could be refocused and we'd begin to go in a different direction just like you did?
Yes, definitely. And really, I think the answer to everything is God's Word. I mean, God's Word is...
It's alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's alive. And it's a two-edged sword. I mean, it can pierce through the darkest of nights, you know? And the thing is that if anyone's ever read the Word of God and they say, well, it's just a book. Well, just, I would encourage you to just ask the Lord to make it come alive to you because it is alive. And you could read a scripture and one day, you know, and then the next day you read the same scripture and you're like, wow.
I saw something completely different.
How did I miss that before?
Absolutely.
You know, it's because it is.
The letter killeth, the spirit giveth life. And that is, a lot of people just read it like it's a book, but if you'll read it knowing that God will speak to you, you may not see it then, but like the next day, all of a sudden it breaks out. Lisa, what are some of the most important things that you think people need to get and will get if they, you know, watch the series or listen to the teaching?
Well, they get a complete change of perspective. And when you get a complete change of perspective, you can get freedom. And when you change the way you see God and the way you relate with God and see the Word, it's not just a duty you have to do. I have to read my Bible today. No, you get to read your Bible. Mm-hmm. The Bible is alive. The Bible facets your life. The Bible will set you free. I also believe, James, that we are on the verge of the greatest days ever. I believe we're on the verge of great darkness and great revival. Mm-hmm. And I believe we need to see it. The media wants us to see darkness. We need to see hope. We need to see faith. We need to see light. We need to see acts of faith. We need to see people who are going to rise up and speak the Word of God. And we're not hearing it So God is saying, I'm going to show you. I believe that God is the inventor of show and tell. I believe he wants to show off. I believe he wants to say, just come here, come here. I want to show you. I want to tell you things that you could never figure out. I've got a destiny. I have a plan for every single nation on the earth. I have a destiny. I have a plan for every single individual, every single family. And people need to see themselves having purpose and being part of that. Mm-hmm. Too many people do not see themselves as having purpose. They watch everybody else live. And they don't understand that God has quickened them in this moment to be alive for purpose.
And see what you're saying, you're just speaking words of life. But I got to be honest with you, religion is one of the worst ways to get people trapped in a prison right now. Mm-hmm. Comparing yourselves among mm-hmm. yourselves and measuring yourselves by yourselves and being void of the wisdom of God, mm-hmm. void of knowledge, void of understanding. Listen, God is speaking life, and that's what you're hearing from these two women. You're hearing life. It's what happened to us that we want to share. It is a river flowing freely. Yeah. You can't hold it back. It'll become a dead sea. Mm-hmm. The river is made to flow, and it brings life. Mm-hmm. And that is what we encourage you to do. Lisa, that is what we've been doing with the mission outreaches for a year. It's why you and John saw what God put on. Why did you get interested in what we were doing? What happened that you said, I want to do that? I want to see that up close and personal.
Well, I saw it. Everything that I had longed to see, everything I said, if I could give to something that actually would bring solution, I would do it. And I saw it when, at the very beginning, I saw it firsthand, and I've seen it continue going on. I've seen the fruit of life today. I've seen lives rescued. I've seen people fed. I've seen water clean, families and nations restored. I've seen the generosity in action.
You see what love can do. You've seen what mm-hmm. doing it from God's point of view changes everything, no matter how difficult it is. Do you appreciate the incredible testimony that Katie has given of what
yes.
God did in her life because of the truth that set her free? I would like to ask all of you to see it in DVD, CD, and with the book that actually led to the inspiration of this series. It's not how you look, it's what you see. And we will be sending you that. Here's what we're asking you to do. We're asking you to help us rescue someone from sexual trafficking, caught in sexual slavery. Literally, this is slavery today and bondage for profit and utilizing children. So many times, a little child that's in a poor family and some predator will come in and promise the family and promise that child, we'll give you a good education and a good income. And they take them into sexual predation. I want you to listen to a story as it was told to Lisa, who wanted to go to the mission field to rescue people that are trapped. Watch closely.
During their recent trip to Southeast Asia, the Life Mission team met a young girl whose history is all too common in the world of human trafficking. Shrey Nee grew up in a poor village and was suddenly orphaned at 8 years old. She lived on the streets, picked through garbage, and eventually worked as a household servant. One day, an older woman persuaded her to go to the city with her for a better job. As in most cases, this offer was a lie, and Shrey Nee was sold to a brothel when she was a young girl, and thus began the lifestyle of pain and abuse that has left Shrey Nee broken and desperate.
I'm sitting here with a very brave young girl, Shrey Nee. I have to realize that she represents the 2 million children that are at risk. If we do not rescue the children, they're going to end up right where she's at, trapped in the chains of human trafficking.
After sharing her story with the team, Shrey Nee said she had a question for Lisa.
All right, so the question that she asked was, before I had a family, and before I got married, if I ever went through anything like she's been through. Okay, so you know why she's asking me that? She's saying, I want to know that you know how I feel at some level. I know you're not where I'm at, but I want to know that you're not judging me and you understand my pain. And what she's saying is, I want to know I'm not alone. I want to know there's somebody out there that understands me, will not judge me, and can be touched with what I have gone through. And what do now will you tell her that not the same struggles,
but that I was a very broken sexual woman and that I made a lot of bad choices, but that Jesus Christ came into my life. He healed every broken place in my life and he gave me a new beginning. Can you tell her that?
This young girl has a dream. God has a future for her. And we are so excited that you want to be part of this, establishing this and rescuing life.
Lisa, I noticed as you watch that, you just, tearing your heart out. We can help them, can't we?
We can, and we are, and it's magnificent. She will always be imprinted on my heart. I remember her words to me after we got done. She looked at me and she said, nobody has ever cried for me. And, you know, we can cry here, and that's one thing. To shed a tear, it shows that we have compassion, but compassion and action means that we do something. And because we can, we should.
Well, that's my prayer, and I feel sometimes so inadequate, don't you, Betty? I just want everybody to say, I'll rescue a child. It costs us, and this is the way the missionaries and relief workers give us the reports. They say it costs an average of $128 to rescue one, take care of them, get them on a new journey. That's amazing to me. And we have people who say, oh, I want to help a lot of them, and 1,280 will help 10. But those are figures. But it breaks it down into how you give them a safe house or help us build a place for them or just take care of them. Betty, and our viewers have made it possible, or we wouldn't be coming back. Because if people won't help, it's like Lisa said, we can just all sit here and cry. And we can weep. I mean, you know, that my head will water and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I could weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people, Jeremiah said. And I weep. But hey, listen, we can do more than weep. And the only reason we bring it back is because our viewers have been willing to say, I'll rescue
one. Absolutely. And you know, James, as I was listening to Lisa there and that precious girl, ask her that question. If she had ever experienced anything as horrible as what she was going through. Yes, she was wanting to know, can anyone relate to what I'm going through, been through? But also, I think she was searching for hope, saying, can I get through this? Can I survive this? Only if we'll offer the hope. And that hope is through Jesus Christ and the love of Jesus Christ. And that's through giving them what they need. They need a safe place to go, a safe place to be, that they will know that they are loved.
You know, we ask you to give, to bless, and you may wonder, well, why do you always offer us something, you know, like this teaching series and maybe a book from Lisa? Because it's like giving water to thirsty children. It's like giving food to the hungry. In other words, we believe that you are important to God as much as any of those children, and we want to help you be free. We love you. You may not be experiencing that pain, but there are areas of your life where, like the testimonies you've heard, where I need help, like Lisa shared, and you can see things from God's point of view and be set free and be helped. So we want to send you something to say thank you, but we can't help those precious children, those girls, and those who are caught without your help. Would you dial the number and take a bank card and today use it in perhaps as worthy and worthwhile a way as possible? Would you make a $128 gift, or maybe $64 is all you could do, but it'll be matched with another person who does that, and we've rescued another. Some of you may be able to rescue 10. We're trying to reach hundreds and even thousands who need our help. Would you help one? Would you just do what you can? Use your bank card, call, and make that gift, or go online. If you write a check, call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail. We want to bless you. But know this, you are truly helping rescue those Jesus gave his life to reach and to redeem, to rescue. Thank you for helping us. Thank you so much for helping.
Human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their destiny forever. With gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your support with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of this existence. Today, with your gift of any amount, we'll send you Lisa Bevere's powerful new series, See It, on audio CD, along with her companion book, It's Not How You Look, It's What You See. In this new series, Lisa equips you to see a new perspective for your life, one of great possibilities, not limited by the world, but defined by God, who sees your future and created you to be a unique blessing to those around you. With your gift of $128 to help rescue a child, you may request the book along with See It on CD and DVD, or choose USB flash drive, which includes all the messages in both audio and video. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request our 2014 commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
And when I became a Christian, I hid the fact that I had an eating disorder. I didn't know that God would even care about that. I thought, he'll think that's just carnal. That's like fleshly and carnal, and he doesn't care about this kind of thing. And you know, Christians, they have different dysfunction than non-Christians. Now all of a sudden, it wasn't starving myself, it was eating every moment of my life. We weren't drinking anymore, so I was eating all the time. And I remember then I went from too thin to back to the overweight again. Then I blamed God, like he was the one that force-fed me that entire Domino's pizza, or he was the one that made me take the chocolate chip cookie and nuke it and eat it as though it was, you know, soup. And I was like, God, I became a Christian, and now I'm fat. This is your problem. And he was like, you know what? It's you. You have just displaced it from one place to another.
I pray that you do ask for the teaching series, my Lisa. What a wonderful blessing. And Betty and I just thank you so much for praying with us for others. And let's do pray for a world right now that's quaking and shaking and pain. And the people that, the evil, they want to destroy everything good. And Jesus wants to give life. Let's be the giver and share of life. Don't you appreciate, Lisa? Wouldn't you like to say thanks to Katie? Would you do that? Would you in the audience say thanks to Lisa and Katie? Thank y'all. And there he is again. Yes, thank y'all. Remember, on our website, you can find out how to get over to Katie. All right? And you may want anybody to come. Thank all of you. Bless you. I do want to remind you, this is the last week, and we need your help, and thank you so much for it.
When the Declaration and Constitution were drafted, they were drafted on the knees of the Founding Fathers through prayer.
Senator Ted Cruz, next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.